Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
my
friends at the old country church. Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us greater understanding of this that we read, Father, and to help us to walk upright and stay upon the pathway of righteousness. Help us, Father, now to be what you want us to be, because we know, Father, that within ourselves, we cannot make it, but with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and your word, Father, we can do the things you want us to do. We will say the things you want us to say, and we can be, Father, what you want us to be. I make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 1. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other, Eleazar, for the God of my father, and he was my help, delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. This is that mountain where Moses told God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, and come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons with her. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obedience and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dwelt, sadly he was above them." And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrificed for God, and Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why settest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning to evening?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people came unto me to inquire of God." A lot of questions. Here, 16. "When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statute of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." He's not liking it, is he? But you see, neither was he a man of God. "Now, I will surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone." He's not understanding. Moses really isn't alone, because God is always with Moses. Now, he's not in him or nothing that way, as the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit is with us today. But he really watches over him, because he is the one that sent him, and he is the one giving him the strength to do what he has him to do. "Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God." Now, you see, since he's met with Moses there at the Mount of God, he is now claiming to know God. 20. "Thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." and let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for thyself. They shall bear the burden with thee. But thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Did you see how God can work through people? He's working through Moses' father-in-law. 25. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought into Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. He's gone back home. Now 19. In verse 1, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And that's something we should never forget, and a lot of mankind has. This earth doesn't really belong to us. We're just here on a journey. Until we reach eternity. But it's how we reach eternity. Now, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. 12. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that you go not up into the mountain or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. They can't even touch that mountain. But they're going to see a lot of things. 13. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunders and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. They stood at the nether part of the mountain. The Mount Sinai was all together on a slope, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. When the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. You see, the others, and not even a beast could touch that mountain. But now Moses has been called up on the mountain. You see, when you walk with God, and God tells something to do and has something for you, he makes the way for you to be able to do it. Now, 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to get grace, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai without charging us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. The Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. And we have finished now with 19. It's early, but I'm not going into 20. Because, well, I don't know. We might as well. Let's go on. We've got time. It's not that long. 26 verses. The verse 1, God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. thou shalt have no other gods before me. In other words, he's kind of laying it out for them now. Because there was a lot of idol worshiping going on back then. God's letting people now know, no, that's not to be done anymore. Four, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And not to make graven images. That's what he's letting them know. Of anything. Five, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, six, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Keeping his commandments. Now, you know, there's not a lot of things as far as in the way they was to have to keep things that we have to do today. But we are to keep his word. And we know, we can see here what happens when they don't. Well, he's made you and I a promise too. He tells us if we live for him and we live by this word and we are born again, we shall have eternal life in heaven. And if we don't, then we're going to have eternal life in hell with Satan and his angels, and hell and all of them will be cast into a lake of fire that will burn forever. And as the scripture tells us, the worm never dies. Think about that. We know he'll do what he says he'll do. Even back here we're reading. Now, seven, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You're not supposed to use that in cursing or for anything that is not godly. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Sounds pretty strong to me. Eight, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep that Sabbath day holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not, shall not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Nothing or no one is to do work on the Sabbath. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, pardon me, and holiday. Think about that. Give you just a moment to think about it. Now, 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Now we're getting into the commandment. Yes. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his maidservant, nor his manservant, nor his oxen, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Let's go back now. Let's reread this. Because there's so much of that still going on today. Starting with 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. And we see a lot of disobedience today among a lot of people. And they don't care for their parents. And a lot of parents are not really caring for the children like they should be. Well, come on to 13. Thou shalt not kill. We're not to kill. Well, it's a woman's right to kill her unborn baby. That's what mankind is believing, and it has even been accepted into a lot of our churches. No. His word, even back then, said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, we all know what adultery is. Adultery when a man has got more than one living wife. But that don't make a lot of men any difference today. We've got a lot of them out here. And we've got a lot of them in the pulpits today that are living an adulterous life. And yet they are trying to pastor a church and tell the people how to live. That won't work because God's not with them. Now, thou shalt not steal. Well, we all know there's a lot of that going on too in different ways. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you lied about anyone lately? Or told a lie on someone? Most have. You're not supposed to. You see, if you have, you better be going to God, going to the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness. In 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. This word covet means to want, to desire, to have what he's got, or to have one like or better. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. You're sure not to want her either. Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Well, we see a lot of that going on differently today too, don't we? Now, 18. And all the people saw the thunderings and lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let God speak with us, lest we die. Let not God speak with us, lest we die. Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. Let them know they're not supposed to be sinning. Now, 21. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Shall talk to you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me God a silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. And he's telling me exactly what to do and how to do it. And what not to do. Well, they are doing it. 26. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto my altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. And not to make steps up to it either. Now, I'm going to stop here of the day, and God willing, we can all be together again in the morning at 10 a.m. I'm going to be praying tonight, and I'm asking everyone listening, please pray with me that God will see that we get our church, because we do need it greatly, so we can continue to grow. I have several others that I've been talking to here lately that's wanting to join with us. We need that church. Pray, stand in faith, believing that God will see that we get it. Now, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to share in fellowship, to share in love, and to share your word. Father, help us to reach out into this lost and dying world and help those that are walking in darkness to come to light. And that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know, Lord, that they need something greater than themselves. They need Jesus. They need to go to him and repent and ask him into their lives. Stand and believe him in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he has been born and lived here on this earth, that he is your son, and that he lived and died here to become our sacrifice, that he took with him to the cross our sins, our sicknesses, and our diseases, so that we would not have to continue keeping them, Father, and we could walk clean, upright, as your child, and make heaven our home when we step out of this life and into eternity. Now, Father, watch over us as we separate to go our own ways. Keep us all, Father, in health, safe, throughout the night, and may we rest, Father, in the morning, refreshed and ready for another day, helping someone find the Lord Jesus Christ and be back together again at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Father. This is my prayer. Help us, Father. Help us to obtain this church. See that it does not get away from us. I'm asking this, Father, in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a good evening and a good night.